Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Oh, good. How about you?
Never better. Never better, Dad. Welcome in to another edition of Dear Meathead.
Thank you. Thank you. How's the family doing?
The family is doing great, Dad. They send their best. No complaints on our end.
All right. And the weather is cool?
The weather is it's still cool. In fact, it's a little colder today. We had a nice sunny one today. The sun is out right now. Dad, it feels like spring is in the air.
You got any additional news about Putin?
It's all sorts of terrible. I try to put a spin on it and talk about some of the other moments that are worth mentioning. But in all honesty, this is probably the most horrible thing we've experienced outside of, the Iraq war, the Afghanistan war. It's ugly. And, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about how this ultimately is going to wind up. Considering the fact that this is a superpower with nuclear weapons, it's a little weird, you know?
Yeah. Well, he uses it. He's threatening the whole world.
Right. I think that would be a horrible thing. And we would have to respond. Well, the rest of the world would have to respond with a swift attack of the same magnitude, you know?
Of course.
Mutually assured destruction is what it's described as.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be taken out.
Yes. It's hard to believe that back in 1989, the U.S. and the Russian leader at the time, I think his name was Gorbachev, if you remember. We tore down the Berlin Wall in communism. The Soviet Union dissolved and these nations became free nations. And now here we are back to this. And
you woke them all up.
Yeah. And for why? I mean, for what? I don't know. I mean, I think that this is ultimately going to be a long, drawn out affair with lots of loss of life.
I just don't understand what manifested this that he take on doing what he's doing.
I don't either. And I don't think anybody can explain the motivation if it's the country's resources. I'm a little confused at that, but I know that it's not appropriate.
It's actually affected my thinking, you know.
Is that right?
What do you mean
by that?
I just want to say, well, it's something that it concerns us, but it doesn't concern us.
Right. I see what
but,
you mean.
Of course, it concerns me in a sense that we were at the world that I thought peace is kind of taking over. We're having wonderful relationship with the countries and all that. And here it says some bonehead comes out and does what it does.
Exactly, Dad. You know, it's tough to relate. I mean, here in the U.S., we don't have someone at our borders threatening us. I mean, there's not a group of people in Indiana that want to kill us. It's so foreign to us. I can't even imagine living in that scenario. And what a brave people the Ukrainians are turning out to be. I mean, they are. I mean, every man, woman, and child is doing what they can to defend their country. It's incredible.
It is terrible. It's actually terrible. Can you imagine somebody comes knocks on the door and says, "Open up, I want your house."
I know it. You know? It's awful. I can't stand it. All right, Dad. Jesse sent me a picture. I wish you could see it. But he sent me a picture of his driveway, and on his driveway is a bunch of snow and ice that he took from a pile and spread onto his driveway.
Oish.
And he wrote, "I spread the chunks of ice on my driveway to melt faster. Ask my dad if I have the Meathead seal of approval for what I did."
Well, actually, you have to do something if you got a pile like that. Spreading is nice because you kind of level it down.
He put it on his driveway.
But why would you put it on your driveways? I don't understand.
Yeah, his technique is a little wonky. You want to put it on the grass.
That would have been all right, because the grass is not a usable, like, you don't walk around the grass or nothing else. Get it out of the way, you know.
Yeah, grass is usable, as you say.
Yeah. Now, in my driveway, I had a lot of it. I did the same thing. I tossed about all the grass. But nobody walks on that grass.
Right.
You know, there's really no remedy. The only thing, get some hot water and pour it on there.
Okay, yeah, okay. So he can't get the seal of approval, though, until he gets it off the driveway.
You're right. I just don't see, because that chunks of snow is so hard. It's frozen ice now that it's melting.
Right, right. Dad.
And just leave it. Just as long as your driveway is clear so you can drive your car and all that, leave it alone.
Dad, I wrote down one of your thoughts there. Spreading is nice, as you said.
Yeah, spread it on the grass, you know, if you can. But don't go trying to beat it down to make it a level grass.
You're
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, just leave it there, you know, and it'll melt.
Leave it there. As long as my point is clear your driveway for you to drive back and forth as much as you can. Otherwise, leave it alone.
Yeah,
you know?
If you leave it on the... I mean, that was a bad move on his part. But I can understand why he would try it, but I think he's got to perfect his technique.
Well, I don't blame him. I mean, he's probably got a personality like I do. I like neatness.
Yes.
You know, but chunks are... The only chunks I take off is so I can drive my car in.
Yes. So, okay. Well, I'm sure he's going to make necessary changes. That is Jesse writing in with that.
Jesse, also, maybe you ought to start boiling a lot of hot water and pour it on there.
Melt it with the hot water, okay?
Yeah, but then again, you'll have a sheet of ice.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about that, Dad. Maybe the sun will do just fine.
Yeah, really. You know, you can't not fight the nature. When the nature comes to do what it's going to do, don't fight it.
All right, I'm writing that down. You cannot fight the nature.
Nature, that's right. Not going to change.
All right.
You want to crack it up? I think that's a problem.
No, it's good. That's all good. Dad, Allison writes this. Dear Meathead, how did you get your nickname Meathead?
Now, that really is a good... Call your kids. Good question. Joanne thinks, I don't remember, but she says, I used to call my kids that.
Yes.
Hey, Meathead.
That is true.
I ever called you a Meathead?
Yes, sir.
I did?
Yes.
Well, that's how it got there.
Yes.
Payback.
You used to say, hey, Meathead. And then you used to call me Jack. You used to say, hey, guy. Hey, Jack. Hey, guy.
That's all right. You didn't take it serious.
No,
so you turned out to be pretty good.
It was it's charming. That's how that came to be, Dear Meathead. And then she adds, I've been listening to Eric's show for 2 years. I just realized I don't know the origin of the name Meathead. Well, now you know, Allison. She also...
It's an Armenian tradition.
Sure. She also writes, also, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard you called both Reuben and Rob. Which is your first real name?
Reuben.
Yes, it is. Reuben is your first real name. How did you go with Rob, though? I mean...
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I remember my mother...
I like Rob.
I like Rob. I remember my mother calling you Rob.
Well...
And so... Did Norman's mother, Marianne, call you Rob?
No. Rob is only manifested from... this marriage and this group.
He introduced himself as Rob.
Oh. Well, yeah, at that time I was Americanized.
Uh-huh.
I call him a Rob.
You finally made it.
At that, hold
oh
on.
Oh, boy, she's on a laughing jack today.
Yeah, I'm writing this down. At that time, I was Americanized.
Yes.
All right. That's good. That's perfect. Okay.
I'm glad you like it. She enjoys it.
Oh, yes.
It like
well, it's because you're the funniest man in the world.
All right. Okay.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. This is from a gentleman named Derek in Minnesota. He says,
Derek or Derek?
Derek.
With a G.
He says, I recently became a father, so I don't have much time these days for myself or to keep up on all the podcasts and shows that I follow. Meathead, I've fallen behind on everything, including you. But please, oh, actually, he's writing this to me. He wrote, Eric, please pass along that I love your dad, and I make it a point to listen to Dear Meathead each week with the little time that I have for entertainment. With that said, Dear Meathead, in regards to raising children, what is the one thing that you would have done differently? Sincerely, Derek.
I honestly, I don't recall, but I do know that I've done some bonehead things by raising my kids. I was a very stern person, at least I remember. And right at this moment, the way I feel, and in fact, this has been like this for a long time, I don't believe any father should get as ticked off or upset at their children.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the situation is.
Or audience members.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a growing situation. A child has to grow up to become at the same category as you are, with your thinking and all that, although he may not like your thinking, I don't know. But he develops to be of his own character in time.
Okay.
But remain kind. Do not get mad at your children.
You have come a long way.
Yes, I have. I recall a couple of issues that I had with my children and all that. And I really regret the fact that I did those things.
Come on. That's you know, people... It's normal. That's human nature.
Well, it's the worst nature a human being can do to have this character when he's raising a child.
Okay.
When you say a child, that doesn't mean they're stupid, but they don't know
what
they're doing is wrong.
Uh-huh. That's true. That's great advice, Dad. That
so
is great advice.
Love them up and... kind and soft-spokenness is a wonderful thing. Yeah. Don't go off the deep end.
I tell you what I've noticed is the only thing your kids will remember about their childhood that will really stand out will be if you lose your mind and scream at them. They will remember that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That will have an impact. Some would argue it's even traumatic that they could eventually hold against you, and you don't want that.
I tell this to every parent out there, this one statement I have to make. Whatever your child does, right or wrong, good or bad or medium, try to keep calm.
All right, I'm writing that down. Good or bad or medium.
Yes, whatever they've done wrong, yelling is not going to manifest, or hitting the child is not going to manifest anything that you wish him to do.
What about yelling at an adult who won't mind their own business? Is that okay?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because occasionally that happens. You know, people like try to interject themselves into someone else's business. Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
It's okay to tell them to stick it.
I don't like to see parents get off the deep end on their children.
Right. All right. Aram is back, Dad, and this is what Aram writes.
Yes. Hello, Aram.
He writes, given we are starting Lent, he has some religious questions about being a Christian in Iran back in the day. First of all, the question is, were you baptized Armenian Eastern Orthodox Christian? Yes or no?
Well, I honestly have no memory of that.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. And then also, what was it like practicing Christianity in a Muslim nation?
Well, we were pretty much on our own. We had no interference. None at all. In fact, we went to church once every week. When I was a little child, they give me some books. I take it out there, coloring books, and they're all listening, and I'm out there coloring pictures, you know.
Okay, so.
That became an adult.
Uh-huh.
I treated it as an adult, but then again, I wasn't there too long before I came to America.
Right, right. So you were able to openly celebrate, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you didn't have to do it in secret, which is maybe a surprise to some people. Was it an accepting environment to comfortably share your religious views? Like if you were walking down the street, could you talk about it?
No, we did not do any of that, but I don't know what the Armenians were considered as bad dudes. What did you say you went? Sweeper? Yeah, sweepers of hell. We were known as sweepers of hell.
All right.
Armenians were just not welcome.
Wait, did you say sweepers of hell?
Hell.
Yeah, they hated you.
They hated us.
Now, did they not like you because you were tough or because...
No, the Armenians just not welcome over there. Like.
Gotcha.
It's a religion. Now, let me just explain a couple of things. One, for sure. The Muslim religion is pretty serious situation. Like there is a time of a year that the group will walk through the streets with their heads completely shaved, and they would sacrifice by big knives that they have. They hit the knife on their heads. The blood would gush out of it.
Yep.
They punish themselves.
Yeah, that's
and
so.
Don't even be around them at that time.
No, at that point,
they're totally angry.
So you mean to tell me, maybe a kid you played soccer with might be walking down the street bashing himself in the head?
No. This is the moment that certain few days of the year.
Okay. Yep.
It's not a sacrifice.
Okay. So.
They're willing to sacrifice themselves. They cut themselves so bad, and the bathhouses were open free of charge for these people.
Ugh.
Hot water supposedly stops the bleeding and all that. The bathhouses out there, they go out there and wash their heads.
That's the whole thing sounds terrible.
You don't mess around with them at that time. They're angry as all hell.
I wrote down that you said Muslims are a serious situation.
Yes. Religious-wise, they're very serious.
Mark has a question. Why is Russia invading Ukraine? Having lived through World War II, Ruben, do you believe Putin's Russia's latest actions will trigger World War III? Please
embellish. Actually, I don't wish World War III, but I wish a war and totally annihilate him and take him out of the picture.
That would make it a little easier. I don't know if that's going to happen, but do you happen to have a theory as to why? I think we talked about it earlier. No one really knows why this guy's invading Ukraine, do we?
We have no idea. This whole little countries over there are being destroyed by him.
Right.
And kill the people, and no one stops him.
Right, right.
You brought a lot of subject in there that's dear to my heart and makes me madder than hell.
I understand. Finally, on a lighter note, Mike writes this. Dear Meathead, I recently noticed my belly button is very wet inside and smells bad. Should I see a doctor?
Well, maybe you should see a doctor, but I think keep washing it there 2-3 times every day. That should help. Otherwise, I have no cure for that. It's not dirt, it's a lot of perspiration.
So, wash the belly button several times a day, you're suggesting?
Yeah. Or see a doctor. See what they say. The doctor can't have an answer for that.
Are you suggesting the doctor stick his finger in the guy's belly button and smell it?
Well, I don't know how they smell it, but he smells it somehow.
Yeah.
He must stick it in there, clean it with his finger.
That all sounds terrible.
Just wash it 2-3 times a day.
Doesn't your granddaughter's husband, isn't he a skin doctor?
Yes.
Well, we should get him on the phone and ask him.
I don't know about that.
That might be weird. Okay. By the way, is he a doctor yet? Is he done with his residency?
Oh, he's a full-fledged.
And that's...
Yeah.
Is he...
4 more months, he'll be a doctor?
And he'll be here and he'll be a doctor.
Oh, he'll be here visiting us.
Is he going to move back to Michigan, you think?
He's going to move here because he's way out in another state.
Yeah, his name is Jason, yes?
Right.
I love that guy.
He's a wonderful. He's calm, cool. I just love him.
Hey, he's fantastic. Okay. All right. Well, you know, Dad, I think that's going to do it. I've got all my questions asked. I have nothing more for you.
Well, I hope I have been of some help because my angry moment is showing up with this stupid war that's going on over there.
No.
So I'm not.
You're
put
fine.
Together to
You're
get
fine. You're doing. Today. Dad. You did great. You did great. I mean, we got some serious notes taken. Spreading is nice. Grass is usable. You cannot fight the nature.
That's right.
I like Rob. At that time, I was Americanized, and good, bad, or medium, all key points that were worth talking about, Dad.
Okay.
All
way
right.
to go.
I love you guys. And birthday is, 15 days away.
Yeah. Holy cow.
88 years old, 15 days away. My God, that's awesome.
And chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I love you guys.
I love you, honey. You say hello to baby Casey, yours. That sweet, sweet, sweet girl.
Did you just say baby Casey?
Baby Cakes.
Oh, my God. I was like, wait, who's Casey?
Baby Cakes.
Okay, very good. All right, Dad, I love you.
I love you, honey, and have a wonderful day in the audience. You guys are great people.
Okay. All right, Dad. Thank you. Bye, Joanne.
Thank you.
See you,
bye
Joanne.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And the cat's in the